Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on using sound for empowerment, to be empowered fully without fear. That's our intention. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the school. First of all, if you're in the area, tomorrow we've got our open house from 1 to 6. We're going to be doing a lot of meditations with sound. We're going to be playing crystal bowls and a lot of different instruments and different recordings. We'll be talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll be putting people on sound tables and sound chairs and sound lounges and vibrating people into bliss all day long. So even if you're not interested in the classes, you can come on over and just bliss out with vibration. And that's tomorrow from 1 to 6 here at the Institute at 351 9th Street in San Francisco, number 202. We also have just started our new semester here at the Institute for both sound healing and audio recording. For sound healing, we do Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. You can still jump in. We just got started, so you can still jump in if you happen to be interested. We go through a full range of how sound affects people and how to use it to heal yourself, to heal others, to raise your consciousness, to do all types of things. And that's the certificate program. And then that's the first semester of the associate degree program if you wanted to continue in January. We also have that same sound healing program online starting actually October 10th or October 20th. You can start about every couple of weeks whenever we have a new instructor start, because classes are ongoing. And it's basically the same program. You know, a small percentage is better here at the Institute, but if you can't make it, it works really well, the classes online. I mean, we do healings on each other. We do sound with the voice a lot. We, of course, the lectures are no different. And then we have you practice on others as well. It's a very powerful program, the sound healing program, whether you do it here or online. You know, it really has, I was just thinking that there's so many people that have taken the program that have had major healings from the program. I've had three people that have gotten rid of fibromyalgia completely from doing the program. I had a woman who just got rid of a major chronic pain she's had for like the last 7 years from a major accident where she fell off a building. Now it's completely gone. There's just miracles left and right. So even if you're not interested in it as a career, it's really good just for your own healing process and really just to change your whole perspective on life. Because when you see things as they are, which is frequencies or flowing music or energy, then you learn how to work with those energies, because there's basic laws of physics as to how one vibration affects another, and then you're empowered. We also have our audio production program that just started. You could jump in on that as well, and you learn Pro Tools, you learn how to do recording, mixing, and producing as well. We use our visual system to explain different mixes where we have bubbles showing every instrument in a mix, and we show all the different styles of mixes. My book, The Art of Mixing, is the number one selling book in the field of audio. We also have that class starting around October 20th online, and it works really well. You can see our screen of Pro Tools, and you can hear what we're mixing in real time. And if you have anything on your computer, we can show, look at your computer and see what you've done and critique it. It's really kind of a cool situation and works really, really well. So, again, that's here at the Institute or online for the audio recording program. Even if you want to work with other programs like Live or Ableton or Logic, you can still use those programs too. Let's see, what else? The big thing we have happening right now is we've got a big sale going on at our store. And we've got over 100 crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got technologies. We've got all types of sound healing instruments, including crystal harps and sound tables and sound chairs. There's nothing more powerful and more effective than the sound tables and the sound chairs. They have subwoofers built into them. You know, I was just talking to someone recently about how effective they are, and you know, it's really changed my life. I always had a nervous, fragile nervous system ever since I was born. Actually, when I was 1 year old, I actually drank a whole bottle of Mercurochrome, which is mercury, and had to have my stomach pumped. So my nervous system is a little fragile. I'm not a nervous person, it's just I'm a little bit shaky here and there. And using the sound table has completely transformed my whole body. You know, I used to be scared to go to dinner with people because I couldn't hold a glass still. And now I'm completely, completely calmed out. It's really quite profound, you know, how effective it is. We have people using it who do sports to get in the zone before they go do any sports work, or to also deal with with relaxation and pain afterwards. We have people that are using it for rehab, to get off drugs. We have people using it for sleep, for Parkinson's, for just a wide range of different things and different issues, especially good for any neurological issues. So anyway, that, the sound tables and sound chairs, are on sale along with everything else for 15% off until this Tuesday. So if you're interested, you can check everything out at soundoflove.com. The institute is at soundhealingcenter.com. And then we also have our therapy center with all the different treatments we do, which we do here or online. We can find your soul frequency, that place where you're at peace, that note, and give you a CD in the key of your note. It's well known in the field now that everybody has their own resonant frequency. Even HeartMath talks about it in detail. And when you resonate at that frequency, that's where you're at peace. I've come to believe that's where your soul is. That's the note of your soul. I mean, who knows for sure and who can prove it, but I think it's makes complete sense to me that your soul would be where you're at peace. So we've got also voice analysis treatments where we can have you speak into the computer and find what frequencies are missing to deal with different issues. We also do treatments with or assessments with Nutri-Energetic System, which is about a $15,000 system where you put your hand on a pad and then it sends electronic signals through the body and pings different organs and gives you a 30-page medical readout. That one you'd have to do here, though. We can't do it online. We also do voice healing. Emmanuel does voice healing. We're going to be playing a little bit of Emmanuel in a bit. Emmanuel works with a lot of people with cancer. So that's what's happening here at the Institute. Our classes at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And then we've got the therapy center, which is soundtherapycenter.com, and then the store at soundoflove.com. So those are the various things happening. Still recuperating from couple of things from our big sound healing conference, and also from Mitchell Gaynor passing and probably being killed for all we know. It doesn't really make sense. They say he committed suicide. So it's been an interesting time, very interesting time to really be able to hold your power in the midst of chaos, in the midst of fear, in the midst of an uncertain world, in the midst of a lot of craziness going on in our society. And some people talk about there are dark forces on the planet or in our galaxy who are actually working to create more fear so that we can be controlled. And regardless of whether that's true or not, you know, the key is to be able to totally be in your power without any fear at all, without even any upset, without even any bummer, without even or any worry, to be fully empowered. You know, years ago, this spirit that I call Eagle Heart actually came into my body, and I felt 100% empowered when this being, this energy, overtook me. And often I feel that energy, and it's really quite amazing to be fully, seriously in your power. I've also read all the teachings of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda. In fact, I actually had a college course on the teachings of Don Juan when I was in college years and years ago. And that's really about empowerment as well, to really be in your power. And, you know, it's interesting because here's the deal. The main thing is to really not allow yourself to not feel good. Anytime you ever notice that you're not feeling incredible, you know, you could feel sad, but sad is not bad. But if you're ever feeling anxious, doubting, disempowered, not in your power, if you're ever feeling angry, if you're ever feeling not good enough, if there's just a feeling in your body that doesn't feel good, the key is to use that spiritual warrior in yourself to stop it, to immediately go no. And it's interesting, you can't do no. It's like if you say no to fear, the spirit goes, oh, you're talking about fear, we'll bring that on. You know, it's actually, there was this one download from this one spiritual guide that said, actually, when people pray for hurricanes to not come ashore on the East Coast around here, they actually come ashore because they're praying for a knot. The spirit hears, don't come ashore. So you can't do the knot. You can't do no fear, no anger, no anxiety. You have to go straight to the light, to the love. Last week, close friend of mine was having a very challenging time with her family, who are a little dysfunctional. I mean, actually a lot dysfunctional. She was very challenged. And I said, well, just hold the light of everything working out perfectly. And she said, how do I do that? And it's interesting. I thought, it's so simple in a way. It's simply being the master of your own focus of consciousness. And it's simply focusing on the light. Now, this is what I do. If this is helpful, let me explain. It's like I look into the future. It's like I visualize the future. And then I hold light for it. It's like I have to be able to imagine a future without the problem, without the bad thing happening. So I imagine, here's a great example. I imagine a future with complete abundance, even though I might have fears here and there, or complete health, or complete perfect relationships, right? I imagine that future, and then I wrap light around it, and then I do a sound to resonate the energy of it out loud. So, a future where you're abundant, and it's like I see almost a tunnel with light in it of the future. Future of perfect harmonious relationships. Future of great health. With light totally focused. Not even any thought that or anything in the background going, oh yeah, maybe this will work. No. Spiritual warrior, no. This does work. It's well known from Abraham and many people in the field, in the spiritual field. It's obvious if you simply focus your consciousness in a positive way, a positive outcome will happen. May not be the outcome you're thinking, and it may not happen in the way you're thinking, but it will be positive. So it's 100% focus on the light with a sound like this. Make a sound with me. With this focus, perfect relationships, health, and wealth. You know, the key is, it's like using the power of anger where you're really upset about something. Using that power of anger to stop the anger. Using that power to stop the fear, to stop the anxiety. It's being in your power. It's intense power. And it's interesting, you know, it's like you can feel that empowerment really powerfully and make a sound of it really out loud. One of the ones that I like to do a lot is the woe. I'm going to get loud now. Warning, I'm going to get loud. Okay, the woe is like this. Woe! And you bring the energy from your third chakra through your voice. And then again, do the sound. Let's do it on three. Actually, three is always four, right? Okay. One, two, three. Whoa! Full power. It's really important to be able to bring that full power from your solar plexus through your voice and feel that power. Another good one that we've done before is no. So it's like one, two, three. No! Setting boundaries. No! Or you can even do yes with power. Yes! And then do it with full extended power. Whoa! Now, one of our instructors, Emmanuel, he works on people with cancer, and a lot of them say, about 85 people say their cancer is gone. And what Emmanuel does is he does very powerful sounds. Let me play a bit of Emmanuel for you. Let's listen to Emmanuel's voice, and especially listen for the higher harmonics. There are no electronics used in this recording of Emmanuel. It's interesting listening to Emmanuel. You know, he never goes up to someone and goes, ooh, hi. It's always full-on power. And it makes me believe that what he's doing is he's empowering that person, showing them the power in themselves. Because really, that's the power you need to overcome fear. It's the power you need to overcome anger and also anxiety. You need to be in your power. You have to access that deep power. I often feel it at the base of my spine, right? It's really, really important. And it is the spiritual warrior. You know, you can also do it without power, still empowered. I mean, you can just simply focus your consciousness without any intensity and just make it completely focused, and that's complete power as well. You don't have to be screaming, but just have your focus be 100% focused. You know, it's interesting, when it comes to feelings, it can be tricky because a lot of people say you need to feel your feelings. Well, I was reading a book that talks about how to calm down instead of getting upset. And it basically says, instead of thinking of things as a total bummer or horrible or really, really bad, just sucks, think of it as inconvenient. It's just inconvenient. It's no big deal. It's just inconvenient. Horrible is like thousands of people are killed. It's just inconvenient. And it's interesting when you think about that, because that is using your consciousness to refocus the way you're going to feel. So you have a choice as to the emotions you're going to feel. You can go, oh, this really sucks. I'm really upset. Or even just a little upset. Bummer. Or you can go, it's inconvenient, no big deal. And breathe. Because it's interesting, when you go, it sucks, even the word suck is go, it's kind of, it ends with a stuck, suck. It's like it's not flowing. Bummer. It's a bummer. Whereas when it's just inconvenient, it's like, ah. And that's empowerment, taking control of the way you're going to feel. I don't know if you can do that with grief, but you can do it with a lot of emotions. In the movie Inside Out, if you've seen that, where they have all these little animated characters that are different emotions, there's one really cool part where they go, okay, here is a really beautiful past experience. And the person is looking at the past experience and just loving it. Oh, yeah, it was such a sweet time. And then sadness, which is really depression in that movie, comes in and goes, it's a bummer that I don't have those sweet times anymore. And she paints the emotion blue, which really, they said it, in the movie, they said it actually makes it blue forever, which I don't think that's really true. But it's really interesting that you have the control, when you think of a past experience, to think of it as, wow, that was a great time. Or wow, I really loved that person before they died. Or wow, I really miss that person. I really loved that person before they dumped me. Before they dumped me, you know. Or you can go, it sucks that I don't have that anymore. Ugh, ugh, ugh. Instead of, you have the complete control of your focus, of your consciousness, to simply feel good. The basis, complete basis of all Abraham teachings, of Esther Hicks, it's all, the number one thing of Abraham is don't ever allow yourself to feel bad. Use the spiritual warrior in yourself to nip it in the bud. Don't allow it. Do not allow it. Seriously, do not allow it. Spiritual warrior intense, do not allow it. Because, as they say in the Corey Good videos that I've been watching on Gaia TV, he says, the dark forces know that our consciousness is really powerful, and when you focus on anger or anything like fear or anxiety, it actually creates that on the planet and for yourself. These dark forces know that our consciousness is really powerful. You can't fool around. You got to be happy. You got to be happy. I love it. So, being empowered. It also rolls over directly into relationships. Actually, let's come back to that. No, let's talk about it now. Wholeness in relationships. It's often the place where we lose our power, especially in loving relationships, where we go, I'll die if I lose them, or it'll really be a bummer, I'll really not feel good if I don't have not only them, but a partner that I can resonate love with. It's just like a trigger for love. And so then we go, I really need someone to be able to be a catalyst to go into that love energy. You've got to know, and you've got to do it, that you can resonate that love on your own. And it's simply bringing it into your heart like this. You can send love. This is a great one. Just send love to your own heart. You can get even more love from that universal love, bringing it into your heart, than you can get from any relationship. It's the most important thing of all, to be whole on your own, and don't let anybody, spiritual warrior, don't ever let anybody make you feel bad for any reason. Whether the relationship goes awry, or they criticize you, any reason. Spiritual warrior, no, do not feel bad. Go to compassion, go to love. Go to your own love. Go to your own being. Feel the base of your spine connected to the center of the earth. You are whole, 100% on your own. Empowered. Let's listen to one of my favorite songs, which is The Power of Love. this is called Full Love, used to be called Full Love. And this, we're going to play the last 15 minutes of it. This one is all about using love to empower you. So it's taking this, the entire CD was created based on unconditional love. But we take love to full power. So feel this energy of complete loving empowerment in yourself as we listen to this power of love. is even more powerful. Never above anyone. Always equal to others. You're above your lower self. Never feeling bad. Always in the light. Always in the love. There is vulnerability that is power. There's incredible power in being vulnerable. And then there's the power of nature. I once asked, how did Eagle Heart get this power? Intense heart-opened power. And the answer was by being in nature all the time. And learning from the waves and patterns of nature. So, actually, I want to play one more song. We won't be able to hear it out, but we'll just let it go. And that is the song of nature, the spirit of nature. Because really, that's the ultimate power when you are completely in alignment with nature. May we all be empowered as the spiritual warrior, complete heart open and aligned back with nature and spirit. Hold that energy for the week, months, and reconnect to nature forever.